Blackstone Audio presents The Gatekeeper. Missy LeHand, FDR, and the Untold Story of the Partnership That Defined a Presidency by Catherine Smith. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication. For the original Missy fan club, Barbara, Jane, and Steve. Prologue. The Daring Flight to Chicago. On the morning of July 2nd, 1932, a slender, neatly dressed young woman, with dark hair already threaded in silver, stepped out of a car at the Grass and Gravel Airport in Albany, New York. Her name was Marguerite Alice LeHand, but everyone knew her as Missy. Air travel was a new experience for the 35-year-old woman, and though she had taken many other journeys with her boss, New York Governor Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the stakes had never been higher than for this trip. They were flying to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where Roosevelt had been nominated for President of the United States the night before. He needed Missy to help him put the finishing touches on his acceptance speech, and it had probably never occurred to her to decline making the trip with the boss she adored and called FD. Boarding the tiny corrugated metal plane, she settled into a seat in the first row where a typing table had been set up, a shiny black typewriter ready to go to work under her capable hands. From the day in January 1921 that she first came to work for FDR as his private secretary, Missy LeHand had found herself in some very unusual places. They included a creaky houseboat meandering down the Florida coast, a tumble-down cottage in Warm Springs, Georgia.